We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we are pleased to be joined here on this next segment by Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Robin, it's good to talk to you once again. How are you doing?
Great. It's good to be here.
Well, it certainly is always a good opportunity for us to learn more about what's going on at Pawnee Mental Health. And I don't know about you, but my schedule since Labor Day has really kind of booked up. I've been really busy, and I'm sure you are probably a lot the same here with things going on, but there's all sorts of things that happen here in the fall.
There are. You know, there's this concept of margins. You know, like when you open a book, you see margins in the book. And there's this concept that our lives should have margins and that we shouldn't be booking, or we shouldn't be writing in margins continually or scheduling in the margins, that for our own mental health, we need to leave space and we need to leave time. And I have to admit that I'm not very good about that, and have certainly become aware this fall of how I don't have very many margins in my life, and I'm needing to find a way to build some more margin time in. And as I'm aware of that in my own life, I would just encourage people to be aware of that in their lives as well, and to realize that it is very important to create space, because there are so many needs, there are so many demands for our time, that if we're not intentional about creating space in our lives, before we know it, there won't be any. And that's not good for anybody's mental health.
That's so interesting you say that. And I'll just share this because I'm pretty open with my personal life here at the radio station. But my wife and I, we've been transitioning this month. She started working more full time here, kind of like I've been. And so we're kind of a two working parent family right now. We've got a kid in preschool and a kid in fifth grade. And our schedules are a bit, we got piano lessons. We have a therapy session here for one of our children as well, once a week. And just seems like there's something going on every night. And, you know, my wife and I had a conversation just the other day that, you know, we need to just take a step back once in a while and just take a breath, because we're not used to this new schedule. Mm-hmm. I think your words really resonate with me this morning. I'm glad to hear you say that, because I just took a walk the other day and it felt so good just to kind of clear your head. And I think that's so important.
Sometimes people feel guilty about having margin in their lives and feel like somehow they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that they need to be filling up all that time with productive work or active work. But that can be very deceptive, and again, can lead you into a place where you just don't have any room to decompress or to relax. So I'm glad we're having this conversation, because I want to encourage you as you continue to try to find that balance in your life and how you schedule your time.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's my PSA here for today, just because it is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, we're talking different recognitions here in September and October, and we're finishing up the month of September. Hard to believe, but when we had you on last time, we did kind of preview what was coming up, and that is Recovery Month. That's being celebrated this month.
That's right. And Governor Laura Kelly did declare September as Recovery Month throughout the state of Kansas. And Pawnee Mental Health did something similar and met with all 10 of our county commissions throughout our 10 county service area. And each of them, including Riley County, as well as the city of Manhattan, declared September as Recovery Month. And so I think it's real important just to remind people that prevention works, treatment is effective, and it is possible to recover from mental health and substance use disorders. And part of I think the power in that is it's important for people to also remember that they're not alone in their struggles. And just this week, I've had a couple conversations with people who I've seen have really gotten into a place where they were feeling very alone in their circumstances. And that sense of being alone and feeling like nobody understands, or that it's all up to them to figure things out, really can contribute to depression and anxiety. And it's so important to realize that we aren't alone, that there are people that are available and concerned, you know, and whether that's a message that you need to hear about people in your own life, you know, because sometimes people fail to recognize what their own resources are. But even for individuals who maybe don't have the best of personal resources, there are other community resources that are available so that nobody ever has to feel alone in the circumstances that they're experiencing.
Yeah, it's so important. And we talk about it a lot here, and it kind of coincides with Suicide Prevention Awareness Month as well here in the month of September.
That's right. And so September was Recovery Month, and October is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's, in fact, October 8th is National Depression Screening Day, and Pawnee Mental Health, for as long as I can remember, has always offered free depression screenings on October 8th. And then October 10th is World Mental Health Day. So it's, I think it's important to pause and to just recognize how prevalent mental illnesses and substance use disorders are. The Centers for Disease Control show that one in four adults will experience some kind of a diagnosable mental health disorder in any given year. And then CDC also has some good information about just the prevalence of mental health disorders in children. And we've certainly seen under the circumstances of COVID that there have been increasing incidences of anxiety and depression. And these statistics were before COVID, and so that, you know, it's very likely that they've been affected by COVID. But the last time that information was provided by CDC, and that's the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, it showed that 9.4% of children aged 2 to 17 had attention deficit or hyperactivity disorders. 7.4% of children had a diagnosed behavior problem. 7.1% had a diagnosed anxiety disorder. And 3.2% had a diagnosis of depression. And so, you know, mental health concerns aren't just an adult issue. They also are an issue for children and youth. And I think the circumstances we've been living under the last, you know, for the last year and a half have really put pressure on kids. They've put pressure on adults. And then, of course, it puts pressure on the adults who are taking care of children, whether it's parents, whether it's teachers, whether it's coaches, you know, any adult who is working with children and who is seeing these kinds of issues is also experiencing heightened stress and pressure to know how to respond and meet the needs of kids. So it's very important, I think, to be aware, again, of how common mental health issues are and to be aware of the resources that are available. Manhattan is very fortunate because there are a lot of resources. You know, whether you're thinking about Pawnee Mental Health or any of the other group practices in Manhattan or private practitioners who are providing mental health services, I think our schools also do a really good job of trying to identify kids who are having mental health concerns. So we're pretty fortunate in that regard. And yet, I am hearing all the time about how difficult it can be for people to get into services. And it's not even anymore a matter of having resources to pay for services or not. There's such a demand that whether folks have insurance or don't have insurance, there can sometimes be delays in the ability to access services. But because of that, I think it's really important for me to highlight and emphasize again the CSU that Pawnee Mental Health has here in Manhattan. And just a reminder that the CSU was opened in November of 2019, so right before the beginning of the pandemic. And it was opened with seed money from the state of Kansas. Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services gave Pawnee a grant of $725,000 to help get that CSU started. And then the Goldstein Foundation provided a $200,000 matching grant, and members of the community donated a matching $200,000 to help pay to get that going. And it has been busier than we ever imagined that it would be when we first conceptualized the need for the CSU. And the CSU is able to screen people of any age. And so whether it's a child who's experiencing a mental health crisis or an adult who's experiencing a mental health crisis, members of the community can just walk into that facility. And it's located at 1558 Hayes Drive. The facility or the unit that has beds and that people stay over in is only for adults. And so someone who is under 18 years old can be evaluated there and screened there for whatever it is that they're facing. And if they need to be admitted for treatment somewhere, then Pawnee's staff helps facilitate that assessment and those referrals to resources outside of the community. Because right now there are no overnight or inpatient services available for children in Manhattan. But adults 18 and over who need that level of care, who need a more secure sort of environment, are able to be admitted directly to the CSU here in Manhattan. And so for many people, once they receive services there, they're able to sort of restabilize and then return back home without having to be admitted to a hospital, you know, someplace outside of the community. So it's a very valuable service, especially under the current circumstances that we're experiencing.
All right. Well, we need to take a quick break. We will come back with more from Robin Cole here in just a moment.